Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Well, let me turn to my guests who are here with me this morning and standing by via Zoom to talk about the San Juan Regional Medical Center Childbirth Center. Joining us via Zoom is the manager of the Childbirth Center. Sonia Crum is with us this morning. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and being here this morning. Appreciate it.
Awesome morning, Scott. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Great to see you and have you with us. Also joining us via Zoom as well is the new childbirth educator, Alicia Dicker, is joining us as well. Alicia, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you for being here as well. And you are relatively new to your position, correct?
Yes, this is a new adventure for me, and I am so very excited to become a part of this community and share my passion for educating moms and parents who are about to invoke on this new adventure.
Very good. But you've been doing this type of work before, we should say, right?
Yes. So I have definitely spent time working in the labor and delivery units,
right,
and postpartum units. And so, yes, this is very familiar territory for me.
Excellent. Well, very good. Well, Sonia Crum, let me turn back to you a little bit and talk to me a little bit about the Childbirth Center at San Juan Regional Medical Center, because of all the crazy things that have been going on this year in 2020, I'm glad to know that people are still having babies. That is maybe one of the normal things that's happening in this crazy year, right?
It is so true. Babies are still coming, and we're still making those events special, and that's what brings us happiness and joy.
No kidding. Very true. And so as we talk about that, and of course there are some safety concerns and some other things you do need to be aware of at the Childbirth Center, and so you've been able to do that, obviously, and yet still be able to accommodate new moms and make it a special occasion, right?
That's correct, Scott. You know, the birth of a baby is something that families and parents look back on forever. I mean, it's a memory that's made, and they're dear and special, and we still treat them that way, even amidst COVID. We've had to make some changes to make sure we keep everybody safe, but, you know, we're still able to have that mom have a support person with her and be a part of that event, and we still just make it a special time that they can look back and remember and treasure.
Very good. And that's one thing you and I were talking about before we came on the air this morning, about maybe some of the rumor control that maybe some folks felt that they couldn't have that support person. It was mom and that was it. But that's not the case.
That's true. Yeah, no, they get to choose a support person to come, and they get to stay the entire stay with them here in the hospital. They get to order food with them, so we feed them, we take care of them, and they just get to come and have that time. We've actually had some moms comment on how taking all the kind of hoopla away has made it a more memorable experience. They get to really just focus in on that support person and this new baby and just really get to spend some quality time together here in the hospital.
Very good. Well, that's good to know. And so thank you very much. So I want to talk to you both about the resumption of the childbirth education classes. That was something that the hospital had done before and more in a face-to-face format. And these are coming back now in October, as I mentioned, but in an online way, like everything else these days. And so, Alicia, talk to me a little bit about these classes that are coming back. What do you hope to accomplish with them?
Yes, so we're very excited to be able to start up back in October, and as you mentioned, it will be virtual for at least the first few sessions, but we're definitely focusing on giving our patients the same experience as if they were in person, the same material, the same resources, just kind of in a more convenient way right now to keep everyone safe during these times.
Right. And so what are the things that you try to make sure new moms understand, especially new moms, I guess, if it's a mom who's maybe given birth before, they may have a better understanding about what's going on and what's about to happen. But for new moms, I imagine they have a lot of questions, and these classes can be very helpful.
Absolutely. So we want to give new moms the tools and what healthy pregnancy, as well as just the confidence and information to have a birth that they desire, as well as the areas that they can focus on to make that a confident experience for them. So we're going to walk them through the end of pregnancy, as well as the birthing experience, and then some postpartum and skills to take home with them with their new baby.
Very good. And for both of you, you can either one of you can answer this question, or both of you can answer this question. And that would be during this year. I know, you know, moms get under a lot of stress sometimes, just normally, making sure everything's going right, and they want to make sure the baby is healthy and the pregnancy goes along without a hitch. And this year, of course, there's so many other things going on that are affecting all of us. I would imagine for a new mom, that's some additional stress on top of just being pregnant. Anybody?
Absolutely. You know, these classes are designed to just do that. And, you know, Sky, I think it's important that we point out our focus is first-time moms that
right.
have not had this experience, they're trying to learn. But really, they're even for that mom that it's been a while since she's had a baby, you know, come and have a refresher course, and things have changed along the way, just as they do in the medical industry. You know, we talk about coping and stress and how to deal with those things and how to really make it their own personal experience. The staff here at Sound On Regional is really just a helpmate to them. They're here just to make sure that they are able to bring that baby safely into the world and help those moms have the experience that they're hoping for.
Very good. And Alicia, is that something that you see and hear about a lot with new moms, and especially this time of this year among many years that we just extra stuff going on, there's just more to be worried about?
Absolutely. We can definitely understand that. But as Sonia mentioned, we just really want to be a support mechanism for all moms that are coming in to have a baby and just really help give them the confidence that they need, as well as provide that safety net and help them with the experience that they desire.
Sure. And I would imagine for a lot of moms that are going through these classes that get a lot of their questions answered, or at least just having access to people like you, Alicia Dicker, who can maybe answer some of their questions, or maybe it's a common thing, but because it's their first time, they didn't know it was a common thing to be happening during pregnancy, right?
Absolutely. And we want all of those questions, you know, to be answered and to be able to provide the information and resources that they need. And so that is definitely the grounding space that we're creating here for them.
Exactly. And so once these classes begin in October, the idea is folks can register, and who should sign up? I mean, again, if you're already pregnant, or you're about to get pregnant, you're planning to get pregnant, who would you say would be the best time to sign up in October?
I would say any mom that is currently pregnant. We do cater a little bit to the end of pregnancy, as well as preparing for that birthing experience, but also bringing a support person with them, somebody that may be able to come with them and be a part of the birth, and just help support their needs throughout the end of pregnancy and that birthing time. So those are definitely going to be some people that would benefit greatly from these courses.
Very good. Okay. And Sonia Crum, talk to me a little bit again about the childbirth center there at San Juan Regional Medical Center, because again, you're open, people are having babies, and you're allowing one extra person to come and be that support person for mom, right?
Absolutely, we are. And, you know, I mean, we have birthing suites, we have jacuzzi tubs, we have a great lineup of OB providers that include doctors and midwives, so you have options. More now than ever, you know, make sure you're getting your prenatal care. If COVID kind of threw you off and you were a little bit scared, it's never too late to establish care. Get with our providers. Then when you come in, you know, we have, we try to do delivery, postpartum, recovery all in one room. We're a baby-friendly organization, so we keep mom and baby together as long as baby is healthy and doing well, and really just encourage bonding and that time together, those first few precious days together.
Right. That's very important. We're learning more about that, aren't we, of how moms and newborns interact and how important it is for them to be able to do that, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very good. And let me turn back to Alicia Dicker a little bit about some of the classes. And, of course, you talk a little bit about what the classes are going to be covering, of course, and a lot of that is maybe as the birth is gets ready, the baby gets ready to be born, of course, and some of those final stages of pregnancy. And what other things do you cover in the classes?
So we're going to definitely start with wrapping up healthy pregnancy for those last 5 to 6 weeks, and then mentally preparing, physically preparing, as well as just educating on what that experience may be like in the hospital, what to expect when you arrive, what you can expect during your birthing process. And then, as we mentioned, just the key and evidence base behind mom and baby together and that bonding time, what that can do for mom and the benefits that it has for baby, as well as how to prepare to go home and what support system you have in place and setting up skills and resources for when you do arrive home and how to make that transition as smooth as possible, bringing this new baby into your life. So we're definitely going to cover the span of experience and then be here as a resource after that.
Which is important as well, which is great. And yeah. For a lot of new moms, I imagine maybe they are needing some idea of what to plan for once the baby is born and they're going home, and how to spend those first few weeks at home with a newborn. That is a new experience for especially a very new mom, right?
Absolutely. And part of the wrapping up of our course, the first series is going to be Baby Care 101. And what does that look like? And how do we make that, as I mentioned, a smooth transition and answer any questions that could be facilitated around that?
Excellent. And of course, I don't want to gloss over some of the more other serious parts of childbirth and things like that. There are sometimes some medical interventions that happen during birth, and that gets covered as well to let a mom know what could happen, correct?
Absolutely. We are going to cover the different scenarios that could take place that maybe aren't expected or aren't planned for, just so that there is a wide range of understanding and feeling of preparedness, even if that isn't the plan or the path that everybody wants. We're definitely going to give new moms and new parents the support and the skills and knowledge to handle that if it were to come their way.
Right. And postpartum care is also a part of these classes as well, correct? To help a mom through that episode, right?
Absolutely. We want to start that community and be a resource for postpartum needs. And we're definitely going to cover the topics of what to expect, how to make that a positive experience, as well as establish some resources moving forward if moms find themselves in a place where they need a little bit of extra help or information or guidance.
Excellent. And these classes, as we mentioned, will be starting in October. They'll be held on Tuesdays, I believe, correct? And just through the month of October, so that's what, 4 or 5 Tuesdays during the month, and that's about as long of a commitment as new moms need to make?
So yes, we're going to have Tuesdays and Thursdays virtually for about 4 weeks. And so we'll cover 8 different topics within that series to kind of get them as best prepared.
Very good. And then I would imagine that you'll schedule these again, maybe early 2021, perhaps, for other new moms. Or what's the plan moving forward?
The plan is definitely to keep going as we've, you know, get started here in October. I know it's going to be an ever, you know, changing process and very fluid with what we need to do to keep everybody safe. And so our goal is to start virtually and then to address the changes as they come about to keep servicing the community as best as possible.
Right. Excellent. And Sonia Crum, let me turn back to you a little bit. We were talking again before we came on the air about how we're hearing from other medical professionals that during COVID-19 that maybe just a lot of folks are maybe not taking their regular doctor visits and things like that. You were telling me that new moms are probably maybe not part of that community because they are doing pretty well staying up to speed on visiting with their doctors and making sure everything's going well. But it's worth repeating, I guess, to make sure that moms understand that hospitals and physicians have instituted safety procedures so that doctor visits can be safe, and they really are needed during this time especially, right?
Absolutely, Scott. You know, it's important to have that good continuity of care and continued care while you're pregnant to make sure your baby's growing and developing. And it seems like our moms have done a great job. Our providers, too, have made sure that there's a safe environment. You know, just like anything else, if you're sick, stay home, contact your provider. But if not, it's safe to continue with that care. And that's what we're encouraging, is to continue to see your doctor and communicate with them and make sure that your baby's growing healthy and on target for a great delivery.
Right. It really is important to have that that continuity of care throughout the pregnancy, I know, and so a doctor can certainly know if there's any changes or anything else that's not like it was the last visit, perhaps.
Absolutely. And not only that, you know, we always tell our moms that maybe come in and don't have skipped some care here or there. You know, the importance behind that is if there's a problem that arises, then we can better plan for the delivery and have all the teams that we need in-house and available for the best possible outcome. So they really are important to get that good prenatal care, just to make sure that we're able to intervene if necessary, and if not, then prepare for a normal birth.
Very good. And I know, Alicia, you're relatively new to the position there as childbirth educator at San Juan Regional Medical Center. Sonia Crum as the manager. You can certainly talk maybe to this a little bit more. We've seen a lot of comments on our Facebook page while we've been talking this morning about moms that have taken these classes and have really helped with their pregnancy. And so I imagine there are a lot of success stories like that from moms who have maybe been a little unsure about what will be happening and go through these classes and feel a lot more confident, a lot more prepared for the birthing process. And is that what you hear after the fact, Sonia Crum?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think, Scott, what it does is it just equips our moms with the knowledge that we can give them so they can really come in and advocate for their own experience. It puts moms at rest and at ease. It gives them an environment where they feel safe, where they can ask those questions, those things that they're wondering about, because if they're wondering, probably somebody else is wondering too. And, you know, in the past, we've even had great experiences where after the class, you know, they're calling that childbirth educator and because they built that relationship and that trust in them, and they feel comfortable confiding in them and talking with them. So it really is a great thing for our community.
Very good. And Alicia Dicker, let me ask you a little bit about these classes. Is there room for dads as well in these classes, or is it really just geared for new moms?
No, absolutely. Please bring all the new dads or a support person. As I mentioned, we're definitely going to focus on how that person plays a vital role during the birth process and then after delivery, and the support and experience that they can help provide with that new baby. So yes, most definitely dads are welcome.
Okay, very good. And that's an important thing to note, I would think, too, because I imagine for dads, they may have a lot of questions as well about how they can help mom feel comfortable and be there with mom or that support person, whoever it might be, to really help mom through this the birthing process, which, as we know, can sometimes go quickly or take a little bit of time. It just kind of depends, right? You never know.
Absolutely. Everybody is going to have a unique experience to them. And as Sonia mentioned, we definitely want to just give that couple and that group, the support that they need to advocate for the experience that they want.
Right. And so, Alicia, does having these remotely and via Zoom add any particular challenges to you as far as getting your point across or bringing people together electronically? How does that make it different than maybe being in person like we're used to?
Well, I think we're all going to get to hone in on our technology skills throughout the course, but it just is going to give us a different way to connect. We're still going to be able to participate and have activities and come together and share experiences as a group. So I think the camaraderie will definitely be there, and I will do my very best to give everyone the experience that they deserve.
Right. And I would think maybe having it online, you could maybe add a few more people to the class than you normally maybe would if you had it in person in a classroom there at the hospital or wherever.
Absolutely. I do feel like we're going to be able to reach more people through this platform, which will be a great opportunity for the community.
Very good. Excellent. Well, wonderful. Alicia Crum, let me turn back to you a little bit about, Sonia Crum, let me turn back to you a little bit about some of the other misconceptions that folks may have about the Childbirth Center at the hospital. As we mentioned, the idea is that folks can be there with a support person. The hospital's still certainly trying to provide the safe environment. Is there anything else that you hear about during your day-to-day activities that moms have a question about?
You know, I think really that's the big one, is just that support person. What does it look like? You know, we are doing, once you become an inpatient here, we are doing COVID testing on those moms just to make sure that we have a safe environment and that everybody's protected. Other than that, it's business as normal behind the doors. Once we get you here and get you situated, it's the same care experience that you had pre-COVID. So
that hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed one bit.
Very good. And I know, again, as we talked a little bit about some of the developments and improvements in the childbirth process and having kind of the surroundings look a bit more home-like, and talking a little bit more about how important it is for mom and baby to be together after the baby is born, and all these things that we are learning about with child development. I mean, all these things is kind of what you practice at the Childbirth Center there at San Juan Regional Medical Center, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. And we have a great lactation team here as well to support those baby-friendly practices that really provide the best outcomes for these new little ones.
Which is great, which is what you want from the very start, correct?
Absolutely.
Very good. Alicia Dicker, let me again have you give us maybe one of the final words this morning about these classes. Is there a deadline that folks need to be aware of to sign up, or can they do so up until the first class that starts in October? What would you say?
So we're looking at trying to wrap up registration that Friday before, which I believe is October 2nd, just so we can ensure to get the registration out, the Zoom links, all the information out to those who have registered. And that's kind of when we're looking to wrap things up for that.
Okay. And you're asking for just one person per family to register, but of course you can have as many folks around the Zoom camera as you need to around the computer, I suppose, correct? Mom and dad can be there together, but just one registration per family?
Yes, please. One registration per family, but the more the merrier.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. I appreciate it, Alicia. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott, for having me.
You're very welcome. And Sonia Crum, again, with the resumption of these childbirth classes at San Juan Regional Medical Center and the Childbirth Center, it kind of helps us kind of get a little bit back towards more normalcy in our lives, especially when we're pregnant and having a baby.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that's even my staff up here, you know, they want that normalcy. They want to be able to do what they love and they're passionate about. And childbirth has allowed them to do that through this time of uncertainty. As a lot of things have changed, childbirth hasn't changed.
That's very true. That's very true. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, both of you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. You're welcome, both of you. My guest from the San Juan Regional Medical Center's Childbirth Center this morning here on KSJE. And I'll be back with more in just a moment, everyone. The time right now is coming up on 8:35. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.